We are currently in lectionary year B, the year of Mark. Because Mark's gospel is shorter than the other gospels, the gospel according to John is used as filler on some Sundays. That's why for the past 4 weeks we heard portions of John's chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse. This teaching is difficult, his disciples said. Who can accept it? Yeah? On the surface, it's pretty heavy stuff. However, in Reverend Dave's sermon last Sunday, he told us how to understand the symbolic nature of the discourse and adapt it to ourselves and get on with our lives. So, already, enough. I've said all that I can say about the Bread of Life discourse over the decades. So now, for something completely different. Jesus took his disciples away to a quiet place and said, "Did you hear the one about the Pharisee and the centurion and the tax collector that walked into a tavern?" Of course, Jesus never said that. That is not recorded anywhere in the gospel. That's because there's no humor in the gospel. In fact, as far as I can determine, humor is lacking in almost every religion known to humankind, from the most primitive to the most sophisticated. And yet humans, presumably cast in the image of God, are the only creatures capable of genuine laughter. How is that? How can that be? Oh, there's a few examples that may be taken as humor in the Old Testament. For example, when Elisha, who was follically challenged, was passing through Bethel and confronted by a bunch of young boys from the town yelling, "Get out of here, Baldy!" That's kind of stretching a point as far as humor goes. But there's not a single text in the New Testament that explicitly says Jesus laughed. In John's gospel, of which we had been struggling through, it is recorded that Jesus wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. Nowhere are we informed that Jesus laughed. By the way, those boys from Bethel did not meet with a very good end. What about other religions? In doing some pseudo research on Google, it seems that the sacred books of Islam and the Eastern religions are equally devoid of humor, except perhaps a few Zen paradoxes and riddles. How can laughter and merriment be such a large part of our nature and our comfort, and yet be so noticeably absent in our worship? I'm not trying by any means to be contentious or derogatory in making this statement, but I am honestly mystified. In this world filled with pain and woe, humor is a great solace, especially these days. Humor preserves sanity. It restores perspective. It provides the spice and the flavor of our personal and social interactions. Just look at the universe, the product of a creator with incredible imagination. Creation is just as comical as it is awesome. Whatever the creator may be, a she or he, is not dull or drab or ponderous or without spectacle. Just consider the Perseid meteor showers winding down these last few days of August. Or consider the hippo, or better yet, the duck-billed platypus. Or how about that baboon with the purple behind? The cosmos is a comic opera of incredible imagination. We are formed to make, to accept, and to appreciate humor. A person who is humorless is usually looked upon as lacking in their humanity, not fully developed. Why, every normal baby is born to giggle just as much as it is born to cry. Hardly anyone is more repellent to most of us than some pious person who is humorless and takes no joy in living. If we are truly formed in the image of our Creator, and who am I to doubt that, where do we find the prototype for this omnipresent faculty? Why is it in every church or chapel, temple or mosque, solemnity is viewed as a mark of piety, and laughter is viewed as a sign of irreverence? Why are religious observances regularly grave or hushed or joy muted within their sacred walls? As I understand it, Thomas Aquinas tells us that we cannot know the attributes of God because God is not an object among all the other objects and does not take attributes. And I believe him. Yet think of all the attributes that we attach to divinity. Those are might and power and glory and dignity and dominion and judgment. A divine sense of humor sounds sacrilegious to us, as though it would detract from perfection. Yet, in a person, humor adds to perfection. I'm confused. I'm perplexed. Either there must be more to it than the sacred texts have given us, or humor is not the blessing that I thought it was. This morning, Jesus asks his disciples, "Does this offend you? Does this offend you?" If loving our neighbors, forgiving our enemies, welcoming the unwelcomable, if turning our other cheek and taking up our cross, and 100 other things Jesus taught us by example, do not offend and challenge us, then why is humor so absent, so objectionable to our worship? Someday, somewhere else, and I hope to find out. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.